You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really. What's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Do you ever wake up feeling not like yourself, or do you find yourself daydreaming in the middle of the day about who you really are? Yeah, you can book an appointment with a psychologist or spill your woes out to a bartender, but we have a better solution. Joining us on a special episode of Oh Behave are a couple of cool gals from Iowa named Lori Lebda and Tammy Bergensen, co-authors of a new book called What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch. They are here especially for you, to help you find out who you really are using this doggone great new method. Welcome to the show, Lori and Tammy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to be right back to chat with Lori and Tammy and discover your inner pooch right after we pay for this show. So stay tuned.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Personals.com. As a fellow cat owner, I know how finicky we are. From our friendships to our loves to just about everything, not any old website is going to satisfy us. Here at Personals.com, cat lovers from all walks of life can celebrate the photos, the stories, and videos of their beloved family member. And if you're single, here's your chance to meet someone who's perfect for you. Share your personality today for free. See you soon.
Personals.com. That's PURRSONALS.com. Finally, a place to meet that special person.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Flight 291 is now boarded. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Are you as curious as a cat as to who you really are? Well, you better stick around, because this show is truly going to the dogs. To help us, our special guest, Lori Lebda and Tammy Bergensen, co-authors of a fascinating new book called What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch. They wrote it together. We're going to find out how in the heck they came up with what they did. The book is full of these fun quizzes that help you identify what dog breed you most resemble in looks and attitude. Welcome, Lori and Tammy.
Hi.
All right, let's start with you, Lori, and then we're going to get on to Tammy. People are like, who the heck are these two chicks from Iowa, and how do they know who we are as dogs?
They're from the cornfield.
Give us a little background on who you are, Lori.
Oh, I'm just a dog nut. Since I was born, I've had a dog and just crazy about him, and it was this very last yappy Yorkie of mine that really broke me down, and that's where this whole idea from the book came. It's just from him and the whole potty training business, and kind of stemmed from there personality-wise and looks-wise, and it's been a lot of fun.
Now, which one of these, because in your dedication, you listed several dogs that have been in your life. Which one is the Yappy Yorkie?
That's Buddy.
Buddy.
So he's,
okay.
Yeah, Buddy. Buddy's this last one. Yeah, he's 4 years old now. And, I had a Yorkie before him, too, but he was not nearly as high-strung as this one.
Yeah, the first one was prepping you for Buddy, that's all, you know?
I think he must have been.
Yeah, you got two-leggers in your life, too, right? You're not just surrounded by dogs, right?
No. Yeah, I got two kids, but Buddy is really my kid.
Oh, my gosh!
He's
close
a baby.
Your ears, children!
Well, you know, they're like teenagers now, so, you know. We're not
okay.
Important anymore, so.
when it comes to wanting to buy that car.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's true. Every weekend, you know, I need to get a money movie. And
and next we have Tammy Bergensen, and let's hear a little bit about yourself. And in your dedication, you also listed a long leash of doggy names that you've had in your life, including pretty cool names. I got to go to you next time I don't want a name for a dog. I got a cat named Callie who's a cat, so I need help. You got Tramp, Dakota, Duchess, woo. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Tammy.
Well, I've been a country girl, farm girl all my life, so I've always had animals, always had dogs as long as I can remember, and cats and hamsters, gerbils, mice, you name it, I probably had it. And we tend to go more to the exotic names, you know, try to fit the name with personality.
Yeah, there's not a lot of duchesses in Iowa, are there? I think your dog
no.
is the only one. Yeah.
No, she actually only stayed Duchess for a few years, because then whenever she would try to talk to you, she sounded more like an ooey, so we started calling her ooey.
Ooey, that sounds like you stepped in something.
I know.
Yes.
But that's exactly what she sounded like when she was trying to get your attention.
Oh, my gosh. So was her nickname Doo-Doo? Ooey and Doo-Doo.
No, we just stuck with ooey. She answered to that more than she would Duchess, so...
Yeah, she probably put one paw over her eye going, oh, my gosh, they're calling me ooey, ooey. Okay, but the food's there. I'm coming. Well, let's get back into
your book. Right.
Yeah, I got this email from you guys. I get zillions of emails, but you guys cracked the code because you got my interest. You sent me this little deal about what kind of dog are you, right? And I'm thinking, who the heck are these people? I haven't seen them on Oprah. Who are they? So how did you guys become friends? And how did you say, oh, my gosh, we're going to write a book?
Oh, well, we've been friends for 5-6 years. It started with our girls in the same Girl Scout troop. So that's how we met. And I knew she'd done some writing on and off throughout the years, and myself as well. And she was a pet nut. And I had got this idea for the dog book, but then I was stumped when it came to the numbers and the points, and I knew Tammy was a math whiz, so I was kind of just, hello, help me, and then she jumped in, so
kind of went from there.
Well, in the book, What Dog Are You?, it's kind of a nice breakdown. What they do here, if you're listening, and we all like to take tests, but these are the coolest tests you can ever take. So don't worry, I took it last night. They have actually three quizzes. The first one is Poochinality, which is trying to figure out what kind of doggy personality you most take on. Dapper Dogs, which is kind of a cool thing, and that one is sort of kind of taking your physical look. And biscuits or bones, help me out, ladies. What's that one all about?
Choices you'd make in life.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Then finally, you get what's called the leader of the pack, which combines your scores for Poochinality, Dapper Dogs, biscuits or bones, and drum roll, you get to find out what your overall breed is. But in the back of the book, too, they have a bunch of photos of different dog breeds. And they've got about 100. Yes, all those that are really experts in dog breeds know there's about 150. That's okay. It's their first book. They just kind of pick the top 100. And then they find out a little bit about these doggy breeds. There's even doggy horoscopes. And at the end, they have a little doggy prayer, which I thought was pretty cool. I tried to do it last night, but my dog Chipper kept licking me in the face. You know, she thinks anytime I'm on the ground, you know, at her eye level, that's like time for her to turn on her licky-loo ability.
Oh, yeah.
So I washed my face, and then I got it washed again. It was fun. So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, you got the Math Whiz and Tammy. And two ardent dog lovers. I love to say ardent because my name's Arden, and it sounds cool. But how did you figure out, this is kind of a, you know, if there's a methodology to this. So can you unlock the secret of how you kind of created these quizzes?
Well, actually, we did a lot of research on many different sources to pull out the personality of each specific breed, and then the appearance of each breed. We went through many different factors and tried to gear the questions toward those factors so that we could get the numbers to come out right, so this would be just as accurate as we could make it. So every time you take the test, it kind of depends on your mood because, you know, your choices sometimes change, your appearance can change, you know, your personality, sometimes depending on how you're feeling, can change. So you can be a different dog every time you read the book.
You know, this is the first time I've ever been called a dog, and I like it. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, I took the test. I don't know if I should confess. I mean, in my heart of hearts, I see that I am a corgi. A corgi to me is like Robin Williams meets the Three Stooges, right?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. But, you know, when I did my Poochinality, I'm going to confess to you and our listeners, I scored a 3,320, and I'm going to give you a tease you first before I say the breed. I'm going to share with you a couple of the questions they have in this really cool book, What Dog Are You? They gave me the question and the choices that said, okay, let me see which one. You're 20th in line at the dog wash. Do you, A, demand to go home, B, sniff the dog in front or behind you, C, casually chat with the dogs around you, D, have everyone in line form a new playgroup? Well, I picked C. Now, another question it says, what was the other one? Your perfect summer day includes A, staying in the air conditioning, B, steak on the porch, C, a picnic with the one I love, or D, I can snooze by the pool all day. Well, since I just bought a huge, enormous grill that I need to make sure I use, I've had the neighborhood of Todd Street come here to have it, I put B, steak on the porch. So, the 100 breeds that I could be, my personality is a Saluki.
Oh my gosh, according to
your books, What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch, a Saluki is an ancient Egyptian pharaohs hunted with a hawk on their wrist and a Saluki by their side. Egyptians even mummified their Salukis. They are devoted dogs that expect to be pampered. Really?
Well, there you go. Who wouldn't like that?
I'm not a big pampered girl, but I do like the name Saluki. Sounds cool, Saluki. So I want you to confess, in the book, you guys, you were a wide range of breeds, but when you first took this test, Tammy first, what Poochinality dog breed did you most match with?
Actually, I most matched with an Anatolian Shepherd.
A what?
an Anatolian Shepherd.
We say that 10 times fast. That's the world's best guard dog. Oh, my
one
gosh.
Of them, yeah.
I'm not messing with you.
They're courageous and devoted, and we can withstand
smart.
Harsh climates. Not that I want to, but...
And I can say that for all you guys getting in the heartland going, oh, yeah, you live in California now, with the governor who says California, because we have an extra syllable. But I... lived for the first 29 years of my life in Crown Point, Indiana. I is a Hoosier.
Oh.
So I am a corn-fed Midwesterner who just wants to pay a lot of taxes now and live in California.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, Lori, what were you the first time around?
Overall, I was
your punchinality. Your punchinality. Your personality.
Oh, well, I put Yorkie in the book, but I did confess. I did confess in writing in the book that I did cheat.
You write the book and you cheat. What's up with that?
I know. These are one of the only tests you can cheat on.
I know.
Legitimately.
My goodness.
I think I was off by about 50 points, but I really wanted to be a Yorkie.
So what were you wavering between, a Yorkie and a what?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'd have to flip back through. I don't remember.
Oh, so
I just wanted Yorkie. 50
points under, 50 points over the Yorkie part.
I think I was over. Yeah, I think
over.
I was over. So it wasn't that I didn't want to be something. It's just that I wanted to be the Yorkie.
Oh, okay. If I'm looking at this, it looks like you should have been a Silky Terrier.
Oh, well, that wouldn't have been bad, but yeah.
So you cheated. All right, everybody.
No way.
The author of this book cheated. She wrote the damn book. She cheated. Oh, my gosh. There's no help for you.
Well, you know, what's funny, though, is that, I mean, we've taken it several times since, and like Tammy mentioned, depending on your mood, you might answer a question differently and end up a different dog. But every time that I've done it, overall, I've still ended up a beagle. Every time. And that's the oddest thing. I don't think Tammy's had a beagle overall.
A beagle.
Yeah. Every time, even though different things have changed, you know, like if I'd obsessed up to the Silky Terrier at the end, I still end up to a beagle.
Wow.
Her puppy genetic makeup always stays the same. Yeah, yeah. So we call each one of those a puppy genetic make, a PGM.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, my gosh. We're going to delve into why Lori is always a beagle and other things from this book called What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch, right after we take this commercial break. So stay tuned.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ready to take a walk? Not just you, but your whole family. It's the 2008 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 8th from 9 to 4 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2008, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have some cool gals from Iowa named Lori Lebda and Tammy Bergenson. They are the co-authors of What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch. And I had a riot with this book last night. And I got to tell you, I just drank water, not wine, not a shot of whiskey when I took these tests. And I was laughing so hard, I accidentally knocked my cat off the bed. Murphy was like, it's time to go to sleep. And then the other dog, Leo, was like, I understand. You're taking a very important test. You want to know what kind of dog you are.
Okay. Oh my God.
Anyway, in this book, as we were talking, there are three little mini quizzes, and then there's a big test to find out what your overall dog breed is. Why do you think we're so, I mean, it's kind of cool when somebody says what kind of dog breed you are, don't you think? I mean, you know, I think it's a compliment. Tammy, what do you think about that when somebody says, you know, you kind of look like your dog, or you act like a Labrador retriever, and, you know, what do you think about when people call you a dog?
Actually, I kind of enjoy it because most dogs have wonderful personalities. They're so loyal and trusting, and most of the times I've been compared to very family-oriented dogs, which is very true. So I enjoy it every time it happens.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I've been called a dog on a date, but I didn't know what that meant. So. I just, you know, picked up my flea collar and left the date. I said, oh, that's not nice. But anyway, the second part of the test is what you kind of look like, you know? And let's see if this is the one. Okay. Oh, I love this. Here's some questions. I'm going to tell you what I am at the end again because I'd like to tease you guys. Wait till you hear this answer, Lori. You're going to be blown away. They said that my ear shape, I could be A, they are small but angular. B, just like everybody else's. C, wonderfully rounded, ready for the nibbling. D, fully lobed. I had to go in the mirror and check. And I am C, wonderfully rounded, ready for nibbling, but that's when my dog nibbled on him, so it was not as exciting.
Well, he helped you with the
I'm
test.
Embarrassed to ask about my derriere. You said the choices are A, buns of steel, B, perfectly pert, C, royally rounded. D, non-existent. Well, I think I'm royally rounded. My sister said I have a back porch. I don't know what that means. But in the end, I scored. Are you ready, Lori? You're going to have Yorkie envy. I was scored as a Yorkie.
Oh, my God.
I'm jealous.
How about that?
I know. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
I'm a fast learner, playful, devoted. Yeah. So, all right, then the third quiz is, I guess, kind of like the, let's do the mind game on you. Let's figure out, you know those tests everybody gets when you go get a new job and they say, you know, when you're at a party, are you A, the life of the party, B, did you break the lamp, or C, did you hide in the corner? You know, and that's how they decide whether you're going to be hired as an employee. And they don't give you really like normal choices. But in the book, What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch, Lori Lebda and Tammy Bergenson are a little bit kinder and they have pretty cool questions. Let me share with you a few of these questions. All right, here's the party. You have a better party question than most, Fortune 500 companies. Okay, you're at a party. Do you, A, fade into the wallpaper, B, only talk to other dogs at the water bowl, C, tell a few jokes and leave them howling, Or D, clear a table in one swipe, throw a lampshade over your head, and boogie down. Okay, what one do you think I did?
Oh, I think you're going to leave them howling. I say D.
Yeah. I did say C. And then another one. I got that one right. Let's see. Oh, you're in puppy love. Do you A, stare into each other's eyes soulfully? B, wag your tail and howl a serenade? C, exchange meaningful sniffs? Or D, settle down and have a litter together? So, which one do you think I picked? You don't even know me, but let's say, come on, guess. Which one do you think I did? A, B, C, or D?
I'm going to say C. I'll go B.
Damn, you're right. You're good. Yes. And I can't sing. Well, I did sing on one of an earlier show on No Behave, but I think we hurt ears on people because I sang my Take Me Out to the Wolf Park song with my dog Chipper because I called the dog park Wolf Park. So I have a song to the tune of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So that's on another episode. You guys can all tune in later because it's always there. So at the end of this, my score led me to be in the biscuits or bones section a Doberman. She needs psychological help. I am
good.
Consistently on alert, proud, noble. I'm the army dog. Great. I went from a Yorkie to a Dobie. How did I do that? So then at the very, very end, I took all my scores, and I really did try scoring twice, several times. And based on my poochinality, my dapper dog looks, my personality or my where I like to be, the biscuits or bones section, my overall score led me to be, what do you guys think? Do you have any idea after that mixed up scoring? What do you think I would be? It's okay. You can guess. I'll give you a clue. I wasn't a Siamese or a Burmese where I was a dog.
I'm going to go Vizsla. Golden Retriever.
Oh, thanks. I'd like that. I was a Vizsla. And in your book,
really? Wow.
What dog are you? The chameleon. Vizslas are powerful hunters, but loving at home. This Hungarian breed is a great jumper. You should see me leap. I'm only 5'1½", and man, can I jump. And will easily escape from a low fence. Well, me too, especially if it's a very, very low fence. They are reliable with children and will quickly adapt to family life. So, in the scheme of 100 dogs, even though I wasn't my beloved corgi, I'll take a Vizsla. And I checked him out. I'm like, man, low maintenance coat and everything. That's me.
You bet. I like that. Yeah, the chameleon, that fits you.
Yeah, I have to adapt. There's different situations. And I liked it. I wish I had that muscular body. And there's no butt on the back of that dog, man. I got to change it. But,
oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to look up the picture for that one. Yeah.
You guys do have a website, and I did want to make sure everybody can write this down and take a little pieces of kibble and form it out in a word. But you guys got to go to this site that Tammy and Lori have. It's called www.imawhat.com. That's imawhat.com. I think this is great. I mean, I think you were telling us if without causing any or break of etiquette, but this is just like the first of many book adventures the two of you are plotting. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We have a cat book that we're hoping to put out before Christmas or maybe next spring.
And will it be What Cat Are You?
It sure would. What Cat Are You?
Oh, man.
That one will have 40 breeds in that one. So,
yes.
It's fun. It's the same premise and a lot of good questions in that as well. There's a lot of
I'm really looking forward to that because you're talking to the editor of Catnip Magazine through Tufts University. I never thought growing up in Crown Point, Indiana, that I would be destined to be proclaimed Cat Writer of the Year, but there was no big card given away with it. I didn't get a lifetime endowment or anything. I just got the name and a little shiny porcelain thing that I have to dust a lot and pray that my pets don't knock it off the shelf and break it. But yeah, my two cats, Kelly and Murphy, are like, big deal. We're cats of the year. What's up with you? So that one will be kind of interesting because you've got to really get into the psyche of cats, which are totally different than dogs.
I like to tell people that
cats with the C in candid, the A in attitude, the T in tenacious, and the S in so what? Now, you have cats as well, either one of you or both of you?
I do. Tammy does. I have three indoor cats and several outdoor.
cool. Well, I wanted to ask you, is there some things you want, if people want to find out how the heck to get this book, where can they get it, how much does it cost? Come on, I want to get you guys to be bestsellers.
They can go to Amazon.com, Walmart.com, a lot of the .com stores have it right now. Barnes & Noble, I know, has it on the shelf.
All right.
Many .coms, and our website, of course, has a link for it as well.
And this is where you say the website?
The website is IamAWhat.com. Lori and I decided to go with that because with all the different things we're going to do with the cat and the dog and other things, you can ask yourself, I'm a what?
And how much does this book cost?
It is, I think, retail $12.95 on Amazon, and Walmart had it for $10.67, so it depends on the .com you go to.
Oh, I know. And when Walmart gets your books, they give you, you know, like, we're slashing it. We're giving you a nickel in royalty. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But in exchange, you got a zillion stores. So
that's
it's
right.
Volume, baby. It's volume. It's okay. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, I'm really happy that both of you were on it. And is there any parting message you can give people about tips on when they take, how they take this test and what you hope this book will help them at the end?
Well, actually, just sit down when you need a stress reliever or whatever and pick up the book, read it through, find out what dog you are, and if that's not quite what you wanted to be, change your answers a little bit and be what you want to be.
All right. That sounds good. We have been listening to Lori Lebda and Tammy Bergensen. They are the cool co-authors of What Dog Are You? Discovering Your Inner Pooch. Go check out their website, www.iamawhat.com. That's it for today. I wanted to, again, thank my show producer who makes this show possible every week. Before we sign off, I wanted to be happy to report that the Obehave show has gone global. I received a fan email from Sherry, who lives in Japan. Hi, shout out to Sherry. She has two awesome toy poodles named Agner and Polly. And she says that Agner is the brown poodle and Polly is the black and tan, but she never sent me a photo. Hey, send me a photo. And she sent me some ideas. So we'd like to hear from you too. No matter if you live in Toledo or Tokyo or anywhere in between, just go on the PetLifeRadio.com website. You can click on for a listener survey. It's really cool. It's fast and fun, and we get an idea of what it's all about, so try that. In addition, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for my show, just zip me off an email at arden@petliferadio.com. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.